connecting, does that have anything to do with networking, or do you have to be able to connect in order to reach out and network with others?
Well, I think of connecting as the soul and the spirit behind networking. It's like when people hear networking, they think, must bring my card, we'll give it to five people, must share my business professionally. It sort of feels like a business system. But when you think about the word connecting, that's about sharing who you are, sharing yourself with excitement and being wanting to know more about other people, other than just thinking, where can this connection get me? You're thinking, look at this interesting person. What can I learn from them? What can I teach them? So connecting to me is the spirit, the heart and soul behind networking. And certainly networking is a strategy to, you know, to meet others and to pursue your dreams. But when you live the life of connection, when you're always reaching out and you're friendly wherever you go, you know, your whole life opens up that it goes beyond just thinking about business. It's really like you see that, I mean, even you can say a stranger can make a comment to you that changes your entire life. So when you're open, you really see the wonder in everything. So I feel like connecting goes much deeper than that concept.
Say, for instance, okay, I'm a man. I see a beautiful lady. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to come on to her, but she's gorgeous. Am I out of line if I walk over and say, excuse me, but you are a very beautiful lady? I'm not trying to come on to you, but you're a very beautiful lady. Would I be out of line, or should I say anything like that, or should I just keep on walking?
Well, I think when you come from your heart and you're sincere, I think something like that would be extremely flattering and complimentary. And I wouldn't even say I'm not coming on to you. I wouldn't even put that idea in
okay.
the air. I would just tell it like it is. I would go up to her and you, I would say, and you could say to her again, you know, excuse me, I this is going to sound so bold, but I just have to tell you, you are such a strikingly beautiful woman, and I just wanted to let you know that, and I'm wishing you a great day. And I'm telling you, you're going to make her feel so good, and that's going to make you feel good. And, you know, if you really know that you're not coming on to her, you want anything more from her, just paying a compliment and then moving on is such a gift to someone. Or if you wanted to date her, you would say, excuse me, you know, I think you are such a beautiful woman, and I know this is so forward of me, but I just wanted to seize the moment because I got a really good, friendly feeling from you. And if you, you know, want to grab a cup of coffee or take a walk, or, you know, or just don't do that yet. Start a conversation with her first, and then you could go from there and get to know her. So I always show people on how to talk to anyone about anything, how to take their connection to the next level, whether you want it to be a romance or a friendship or business, how to just say, well, listen, you know, I've so enjoyed talking with you because I can teach you how to build that conversation in 10 to 15 minutes, which is so positive. And if you want to take your connection to the next level, you just say, this has been so great talking to you, and I would love to get to know you better. If you ever want to grab a cup of coffee or take a walk sometime, I would love to do that. Here's my email, and I hope to hear from you. So if you're worried about she's going to think I'm coming on to her, but at the same time you want to have a date with her, you suggest something really mild and you give her your email, and if she is really interested, she'll contact you. Or if she's interested in the moment, she might say, oh, you know what, that sounds good, here, take my email and you can contact me. So I would be I'd be flattered if someone came up to me and said, excuse me, you're so beautiful. They say this in sincere, you know, respectful way.
Sounds great. Are you doing
who could resist you, AJ? Nobody.
Thank you very much, Gio. Are there any seminars, or what's next for you, Jill?
Well, I'd like to invite everyone to check out my website, jillspiegel.com. That's S-P-I-E-G-E-L. And I have books on my new hit book, like I said, it's How to Talk to Anyone About Anything, The Secrets to Connecting. It's keeps being on the most popular list in communication books on Amazon.com, which you can get it there too, because you can read it in a night, and it helps you connect in every single scenario and embrace your personality type. And I also have books called The Flirtologist Guide to Dating, Flirting for Success, Flirting with Spirituality, and Great CD. So if you go to my website, jillspiegel.com, you can order them right off there, or you can order my books off Amazon.com. And yes, and you can bring me in to do seminars as well. I'm always speaking to the public about how to connect and love your life and make the world a better place. We're all here to spread joy.
Sounds great. Our guest, Jill Spiegel. Jill, it's been a pleasure. And continue writing those great books and continue having that positive attitude.
And you continue spreading your sweetness. You're a charmer. And thank you so much for having me on, AJ.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks again. Bye now.
Bye-bye.